Over the years, baseball has provided an emotional link between generations of parents and children. Commentator Mark Hyman spent a lot of time playing baseball with his father and decided to use the game to say thanks.
My father, Tony, is 83. Last winter, he became the oldest camper ever at Cal Ripken's Fantasy Baseball Camp.
That's it. Too high. Good night, Tony.
Don't take that, Tony. Gotta be your pitch, Tony.
My two brothers and I thought camp would relieve Dad from a wearying year of major surgeries. New pacemaker, new cornea, new heart valve.
Somebody run for Tony. We need a runner for Tony.
We were sure he'd jump at a chance of a long weekend to play catch with Ripken and other major leaguers. But when we broke the news, 4 days before camp was to begin, he was less than ecstatic. He said we hadn't given him enough time to get into playing shape. And my 74-year-old mother spent the next few days ferrying him back and forth to the local batting cage.
I can't get the feel of that baseball in this goddamn uniform. By the time I get into it, I'm so exhausted. The old days, you fell into it, but now it's a joke.
Dad's been playing baseball for most of his life. Until this year, he played softball a couple of times a month. My father's love for the game rubbed off on me and my brothers, touching everything that went on at home. When my parents scouted for a home in Freehold, New Jersey, they chose one with an adjoining lot they could buy and transform into a baseball diamond. There were thousands of games of home run derby and pitch and catch, and batting practice with a tee rigged up from a Clorox bottle. When Dad wasn't playing baseball with us boys or coaching our teams, he was a dentist in our small town. He ran a practice out of an office in our home.
I would see my patients until around 5 o'clock. Then I'd take a quick break and I'd run upstairs and change to my spikes. And then my last patient I worked on with my spikes. And I made sure that I hid my feet behind the unit. I couldn't wait till I got out on that field. Because, you know, I always loved baseball and I loved being with you guys. What would we have in common? Cutting the grass, planting the tomatoes. You guys hated me for that.
It's the last day of Cal Ripken's Fantasy Baseball Camp, and Dad is anxious. He's playing in front of me, my two brothers, my two sons, and 500 other well-wishers. The one fair ball he's hit this week, a weak tap in front of the plate, set off a game-ending double play. He's determined to end things on an upbeat note.
Batting number one, Tony Hyman.
Dad is the leadoff batter. He shuffles into the batter's box, two practice swings, and he's in a low crouch with the bat resting on the shoulder. He fouls off two pitches and backs away from the third. On the next pitch, he slaps a grounder to first base, easily his best effort of the week. It's a routine out, but he doesn't seem to care, and neither do his fellow campers.
Let it go, Tony.
Thank you.
Tony, where are you going now?
You can wear mine.
I swore I was going to hit him.
Room for you.
You look good. You did hit him.
Yeah. I didn't miss a ball.
Very nice.
How do you feel?
Very nice thing to do.
Great. I'm in my second childhood.
Dad once told me that he wants his ashes sprinkled at second base at Camden Yards in Baltimore, so he'll be sure to see his grandkids on their regular trips to the ballpark. That love of the game has been uniting fathers and their children for generations. For us and for them, the tie that binds is baseball.
Hey, baby.
Comments of Baltimore writer Mark Hyman.